always a pleasure to be around Joyce. I thank her for being a part of my life. I think we met her and Sister Brenda about 16, 17 years ago. And first time I seen her standing in a garbage can.
Oh, gosh.
And I told Gail, I said, "Where have you got me at?" But you know, through all the times, God's always been there. And He's always had us at the right point and the right time in our life. Excuse me. You know, when Sister Joyce asked me, she said, "Would you come and preach for me?" I said to myself, "No, I don't want to." Because, you know, I'll tell you, I'm always going with Gil as she preaches at churches and things, and I'm sort of a person that likes to stay home. I don't really like to do a lot of stuff for people in places that I don't know. But I want to tell you something, a little bit about what God's got for each and every one of us. You know, I heard Sister Joyce up here this morning, you know, talk about how many times that I wanted to walk out the door. I wanted to run. God, why do you put me in these positions? Why am I here? We had 61 people get up, walk out the door one time. But you know, I want to tell you something.
Come on, brother.
God will put who He wants here.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, we look around and there's not a lot here. But I want to tell you something. Jesus is soon to come. All you got to do is watch the TV. Look just what happened the other day. There's 2,100 people already confirmed dead in that volcano. Yeah. And all the things that's going on over there. What did He say is going to happen? But you know, when we start reading, we start understanding, and we say, "God, you know, we got a lot of time because all this stuff hasn't been fulfilled yet." But I want to tell you something. You know, none of this stuff that's going on has to go on for us to be raptured out of here.
That's right.
To be snatched away. It's already, everything is fulfilled. Everything has already been, right? What God says, the Word says, that it's fulfilled. It is fulfilled. Everything is in line for Him to come and take us from this place. But you know, so many times, there's so many people right now that needs us, that needs for us to be on fire for
God,
that needs us to tell what this awful thing is going to happen on this earth. When you read over in the Old Testament, you go into Exodus 19 and talks about Moses when God told him, said, "Come up here, I have something." And he said, and the people all said, "Moses, you go, and whatever God wants, we will do." Well, he made a covenant with them people.
Yes.
And he made a covenant with them. But I want you to remember something. Think about this. All the time, this army is chasing them. None of these people died.
Come on. Now.
All these people made it to this mountain. And all of them came there till they made the covenant. And they made the covenant. Whatever you would have us to do, we will do. Isn't that what we say today? God, whatever you will have us to do, we will do. But how many times do we do what God tells us?
Amen.
A lot of times in the church, in the church world, we come into the church house and we get saved. And what Sister Joyce said, you know, about me, I want to tell you something. I shouldn't even be alive. I shouldn't be here. But by the grace of God, He seen that I might be able to do something and touch somebody's heart that's in the same place that I was. But you know what? So many times we get above ourselves. As soon as we get saved, we think we're all of that.
That's right.
Come on now.
And you know, this world is looking for something that's good. It's looking for something that we can tell people that we love them and mean it.
Yeah.
How many times have you told people, usually you see people in church and they come up to you and say, I know a lot of people's told me, she said, "Oh, I'll back you to the very end. All you got to do, you can count on me." And 3-4 weeks later, that same person that told me that was gone and took 10 more people with him.
Yeah, come on now.
But you know what? We need to worry about how our light shines. And you know, I have killed children that's been in prison. I've been in prison. My kids has been there. One went back again. But you know what? God didn't give up on me, and I can't give up on them.
Come on, man.
And so many times that we look and we say, we look at all the drugs that's going on. why are all of these young people, and not just young people,
that's right.
on drugs?
Come on now.
I know people at 70 and 75 years old that smokes crack.
Yep.
I have people that working for me that's 50 and 60 years old, and they get drunk every day. They take prescription pills. And I heard a man say one time, he says, it isn't the doctors that's doing it. Well, I want to tell you, there's more people hung up on prescription medicine than there is people that's illegal.
Come on now.
But yet, where does it come from? You know what? I had arthritis so bad, and I don't know, you know, I got to get down here. I had arthritis so bad I couldn't walk. And I said, God, if this is how I got to live, I want you to just take me out of here. I don't want to live like this. I would drive to work, take me 10 minutes to get out of my truck and put my feet on the ground. And I said, God, I don't want to live like this. So they give me shots. I took shots. And I did all kinds of stuff. So my insurance says, no more. We're not going to pay for this no more, because it costs like $2,000 a month for these shots. I wean myself off them. Today, I don't take nothing. I don't take no shots, because God knows that He can heal us. We got to believe. Just like that young lady on the phone. You know, I don't know if it's God's will for her to be healed, but if it is, God can do it.
Yeah.
And we got to understand that He can do that if He so desires.
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of times when we see someone that we feel that God should have healed and they pass away, you know what the first thing we do? Well, why would God do that?
Yeah. Come on, man.
What kind of God would do something like that? But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to read a little bit here in a minute. And the sixth chapter of Revelations, it tells all about what's going to happen on this earth. It tells about what is going to be. Do you want to be here when all this happens? I don't want to be here. I've got to make it to heaven. You know what? I don't like pain. And I've been places that I've seen that a lot of people hasn't seen things. But I'm going to tell you, I believe that the penitentiaries today is almost like what... Well, it can never be like what it's going to be here on this earth when all of this comes down. But it's going to be so bad that people that believe and trust in God are going to curse Him. There is people today sitting in the church houses right now and that's in the churches this morning listening to someone and does not believe nothing that God is telling them.
Come on, here.
They will come into church and they'll say, well, you know what, I come to church. They come to church so they can feel good about themselves. But this ain't a feel-good thing.
That's
this is a faith thing. This
come
is
on,
believing in God and knowing that He's going to deliver us and take us out of this place. We've got to believe that there's a better life. There is something different than what we see every day. God is a good God. And He is never going to mistreat anyone. But when you read and you understand what He says, if you remember... When all this come down with Moses, what happened after they started murmuring and complaining? Whatever He will have us do, we will do. Moses, you go and talk to God, and you bring back the laws that He would have for us to do, and we will do them. None of those people made it into the land. Why? Because none of them did what they were supposed to do. They complained, and they complained, and they complained, and they argued, and they listened, and they... could not believe that and trust in God that had a whole army after them and none of them perished.
Yeah.
But yet they would go and complain about not having the right amount of food, not being where they want to be. But I'm telling you today, we need to quit complaining about what God is doing and believe that if He's doing it for a reason that is going to benefit us and all of the people around us.
Yeah. Amen.
When we go through things, we think, God, why would you do me like this? I'm your child. But you know, sometimes we have to correct our children when they was little, didn't we?
Yeah, right. Yes.
How many times did you have to whip your children? People today say, well, I don't whip my children. Shame on you. You should wear them out. They need to be worn out. They need to be whipped. They need to understand that, you know what? When you do things wrong, there is a consequences.
That's right.
And you know, we believe today there's no consequences of what we do. When we stand out here and act like a nutcase, and we're all been guilty of it, have you ever had anybody do something to you when you're driving down the road?
Yeah,
and if you could have got a hold of them, and you could have got them out of that car, you'd have punched them out.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
But yet, here's something. somebody sitting in the car with you, and you just got to witness to them, and 10 minutes later you're doing the worst than they would have done.
That's right.
But yet we want to believe, well, why would you want to come to church with you? You know what? You come in the church house and you got frowns turned plumb down to here.
Amen.
You need to smile and let people know there is something better than what's going on.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
But let me read a few things to you.
Thank you.
I'm not a very long preacher.
Bless you.
In the 6th chapter, the very first verse says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. Come and look and see what's going on. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse, and that horse was red, and power was given to him that sat upon him to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. How much is food today? Think about this. You work and you work and you work and you work, and you can never seem to get ahead. It's going to get worse, it's going to get worse, it's going to get worse. But you know what we think?
Precious.
Let me tell you how I thought a little bit. I have given more to the church since I've become a pastor than I ever thought that I could ever possibly give. But I want to tell you something. God bless me. He let me be able to build this building that we built. It's paid for. We don't owe nothing on it. And as soon as I got the building finished, within 2-3 weeks, my job ended. And I wondered, I said, well, God, I want to buy me some more old hot rods. But you know what? I couldn't be trusted with that.
That's right.
Come on now.
And sometimes people say, well, I'm trustworthy. Could you be trusted with a lot of money in your life and didn't have a goal and something to do with it? Some of us today, I don't know if there's anyone in here like this. I hope to God not. When they get a good job and they save all this money up for their retirement, well, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is getting ready to end retirements. You got money in the bank and you think, oh my God, I've got enough. If I live to be 80 years old, I've got enough to schedule myself just right down the line, and I won't have to do without. Jesus is going to come in the next few years, if not this year.
Yes.
I can't tell you Jesus is coming this year, but the signs of the time says that something's going to happen really bad this year.
Amen.
Look at it. Listen and read and understand what's going on. But you know what? If you got money in the bank and Jesus comes, then most of our greedy families can fight over it. But while you're here, you get a gambit to further God's kingdom.
Yes.
Oh, that's a...
Blessing, Lord.
People don't like that, do they? They don't like to think, oh, I've got to give up my money? What would you give if you gained the whole world and lost your soul?
That's right.
Have you read and understood what that means? Would you trade it all back for your soul? Of course you would. We got to understand in this 6th chapter what is going to happen. 1/3 of this earth is going to be destroyed right off the bat.
Amen.
Do we think that all that man's just going to go out here? They're going to start dropping nuclear bombs on each other. They're going to use all kinds of chlorine gas. It's going to be the awfulest place, if you're left here, that you could ever imagine that it's going to be. Don't be left in this place, and don't leave none of your loved ones here.
Amen.
Give up
Amen.
Your pride. Amen. And it's hard. I want to tell you something. It's hard when someone will say something to you and you have to walk off when you're used to punching people in the eye.
Yep.
It's hard not to say something back when you're used to saying things back. But if you want to win your family, you got to turn and make a complete 180 degrees and start the other direction. We're not going to win them from the way if we're acting like the world.
That's right. Come on.
We cannot win people acting like this world. Because you know what? We can go out here and act like the world, and we'll be lost also.
Amen.
Don't be left here. Don't let this thing come up on us unaware. Because you know what? He says that only the Father knows the day and the hour and the time that He's going to send Jesus back. But every sign is pointing to this time.
Amen.
He said He wouldn't have His people ignorant. He wants you to know to get ready. Because there's not much time left. You know, I always thought, you know what, God, I don't have to worry about this stuff. Because my mom told me and my brother when we was kids and told the whole family, these two will never see 18 years old. Now, when your own mother tells you that, and everybody in your family tells you that you will not see 18 years old for a long time. And when I got 18, I told her, I said, I made it to 18. I might not make it to 19, but I made it till I got 18. My friends around me was dying. People were being killed. They were going to prison for life. And we were still in the mix, and God still kept His hand on us.
Hallelujah. Come on, brother.
There was about 17 of us that did all this stuff. There's only two of us left, me and my brother. Why? I don't know why that God would do that for me. And take other people out. Young people. I'm talking about young kids. 19 and 20 years old. Get killed. Another friend killed two of them right at one time. Get in the car wreck. Go down the road and wreck. And I'd do the same thing and not get a scratch. Because God knows. I believe God can look down through your life. And He knows if you're going to do something for Him.
Amen.
Let God look down through your life from
Come
today
on,
forward. And know that you're going to be what He would have you to be regardless of what other people think.
Amen.
What other people say about you and how other people perceive you. Be what God wants you to be.
Yes.
Because you know what? If I would have done what people wanted me to do, someone else would be the pastor of our church and I believe it would be closed.
Yes.
Someone else would have been the pastor if I'd have done what people wanted me to do. If I'd have got up and walked off and not stood the ground that God gave me. God gives us all a challenge in this life. He gives every one of us sitting in here. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, what you think about not educated enough. I have no education, but God says He will equip who He calls.
Yes.
He's called every
yes.
one of us to be His yes. disciples. There's not one of us in this place
That's right.
that He didn't
Come
call
on,
to be a disciple of His.
Yes.
But what do we do with it sometimes? We think we're not worthy to do nothing. And I know there's things in people's life that they've never told anyone. But you know what? You can go to Him and tell Him. Because He already knows.
Yes.
He already knows everything about you. All you got to do is ask Him, God, I need Your help to overcome this. There's things that I've done, my wife doesn't know. And I wouldn't tell her. But God still knows about it. God knows our every thought and our everything that we do. He knows all about every one of us.
Amen.
So what are you going to do from this day forward? Are you going to be what He wants you to be? Or are you going to be what you want to be? It's nice to be what we want to be sometimes. But in the eyes of God, it's wrong. It's a sin. We need to be on fire for Him. We need to be more like Him each and every day as time grows shorter. How many in here has kids that's unsaved? Now I want to tell you something. People say, well, you guys are pastors of the church, and you got kids that's unsaved? Yeah, we do.
Come on, brother.
Do I want to see them saved? Yes, I do. I got grandchildren, little ones, big ones. They're into everything. They all need to be saved. Only through Jesus Christ and us being what He would have us to be can they be saved. And I know someone says, well, you know what? My kids are off the hook. I just want to, you know what? When my kids come to my house, they respect my house.
That's right.
My wife will choke them to death.
Amen.
And they know when they come in our house, there ain't going to be no trash.
Right.
And it is hard sometimes to say, you see that door? Get to walking.
Yeah.
Don't you come back until you change your attitude.
Amen.
You know what? We have to be that way. But I'm going to tell you, wouldn't you hate for Jesus to tell you that?
Yes.
Wouldn't you hate for Him to tell us that? We sat in the church house for 15, 20, 30, 40 years and missed the mark. There's going to be people that's sitting in churches right today that's listening to a message that knows about the blood of Jesus Christ are still going to miss the mark because I'm prideful.
That's right.
God said He hates a prideful person.
That's right.
You know, I never thought in my whole life that I could ever stand in front of anybody and shed a tear. My sister got killed. I couldn't even cry. I was into so much stuff, I didn't know how to cry. But thanks be to God.
Come on, brother.
The minute I got saved, tears has not quit flowing.
Hallelujah.
I have not quit crying, and I thank Him for it. He broke my heart, but He let me know that He can heal it also.
Yes.
You know what? We need to have an attitude change in our lives as Christian people. This world has no other hope but us.
Amen.
There is no other hope for this world
on,
but
one
that's sitting in here. Jesus is not going to come back and stand on a street corner. He's not going to come up here and stand. He said, I give you the words, put it out there.
Yes.
We need to be His mouthpiece. We need to be like Him wherever we go.
Amen.
And whatever He would have us to do. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't care what people think.
Amen.
When you get scared, guess what happens? You cancel out everything. Fear cancels out everything that God has.
That's right.
Because He has no fear in Him. He don't know what fear is. But you know what? We fear what Satan and what people will think about us. I don't care what you think about me. It does not matter what you think about me. If you love me, thank you. If you don't love me, guess what? You ain't got enough guts to come tell me. And ain't that the way that most of the time it is? You don't like somebody, but you ain't got enough guts to go through, so you don't have to worry about it. Who cares? I'm wanting to do what Jesus wants to do. I want to see people saved. I want to see your children saved. I want to see my children saved. I want to see people not on the street corner selling themselves to buy drugs. I got a niece in Florida that sells herself to buy drugs.
Come on, bro.
And you say, well, oh my God, in your family? Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, it's in everybody's
come on,
family.
Brother.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
But what are we doing?
Yes.
What are we doing about it? When people come in the church house, you know, a lot of times I tell my own church, and you know, it's hard for a pastor to not preach to other people like he preaches, but you know, sometimes we can't be stepping on the pastor's toes. But I'm going to tell you this. If you think someone is saying something to be mean to you, pray for them.
That's right.
Don't go get on the phone. I don't like that person. You should have heard what they said to me. Who cares what they say? Pray for them and let God put something on them so they will know that they need to change their attitude.
Yes. Come on, man.
But you know what? We can stand up here and I can stand up here all day and tell you things. You already know it. But you know what most of us do? We don't pray enough. We don't fast enough. Oh, man, I hate going without food. My wife's going to fix something good, and I am not going to do that today. Maybe that would have been the day that somebody could have got something because you fasted
come on.
And prayed for
that.
We have to understand this ain't about us.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, guys. Every one of you in here, this old body's going to die.
Oh, yes. Yes.
None of you, if Jesus doesn't come, none of you are going to make it out of here.
That's right.
And you say, oh my gosh. Think about it. How many in here is over 50 years old? Come on, oh yeah. Did you ever think you'd be that old?
No.
Did you ever think you'd see 50 years old? I never even dreamed that I would ever even get close to 50. I'll be 70 years old on birthday. I thank the Lord that He still has something for me.
Yeah.
He still loves me.
He
cares about me. He still wants me. He still got a job for me, don't matter how old I am.
Amen.
Come on, bro.
God is good to each and every one of us.
Yes.
And we need to be better to people.
Precious Jesus.
Than we are.
Yes.
When God mistreats you, quit mistreating each other.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's any of them. Maybe the ones that's mistreating ain't here. But you can be so good to them, you kill them with kindness.
Yeah. Amen.
I love you. I don't care what you think about me. That's what we got to do.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Just remember that all of the Jewish people, when they did that, when they said, I'll do whatever God tells you, we will do whatever He tells you for us to do. Jesus is saying, be my disciples. Be what I would have you to be. Don't be like the Jewish nation made a covenant with God and broke it. And none of them made it. I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
I don't want to break my covenant with Jesus.
Amen.
Because He's my living Savior. He's the only hope that we have.
Amen.
And you better get a hold of that and hold it with everything in your life.
Yes.
Jesus does love you. He loves your family regardless of how mean and how dirty and how low life they are. He still loves them.
Yes, He does.
Amen.
And you don't want to see them go to hell. He didn't make hell for people. He made hell for the devil and his angels.
Amen.
The fallen angels. Don't be one of them.
Amen.
I love you guys. I thank you for listening to me. Sister Joyce, if anybody needs prayer, please come and we'll pray. I know Sister Joyce doesn't pray for a lot of people, but you know what? There's always one more that can be prayed for.
Amen.
Amen.